Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Bill.
Were you invited to that Indo-Pacific party that everybody else got invited to except me and Prime Minister?
No, I was not.
Moderna has released some new data on COVID breakthrough cases and says it supports the need for booster shots. Look, it's a big company. They have their credibility on the line. My tendency is not to automatically disbelieve them. But, you know, they have a horse in the race, so I think you can't just take it at face value either.
No, there are a few questions that need to be answered, and that's why the Food and Drug Administration has to look at this data. They haven't; it's not complete in terms of what's been released to the public. And the questions I have are: first of all, what was your study population? Were they older? Were they in slightly worse health? Did they work in high-risk professions? Because remember, at the beginning, people in higher-risk professions were preferentially vaccinated. How well were they adhering to masks and physical distancing guidelines at the beginning and compared to now when things are somewhat a little bit more laxer? So those are some of the questions that need to be answered based on the population they were looking at. They just provided numbers from a population in general, but didn't parse that out to say who were the people that were more affected, who were the people that had some of the breakthrough infections. And that's really important, because if you're going to recommend boosters, you may not need boosters for everybody. You may just need it for people who are have specific circumstances or health conditions or based on their age that are more likely to have weaker immune responses. Are they people that were on immunosuppressant medications? Were they transplant patients? Were they cancer patients? All those things are very important to know, and that needs to be revealed. And hopefully, and I'm sure the FDA will have that information presented to them, and the decision can be made. But for now, it's not that compelling yet. I mean, we really need to wait and see what the data shows, and not just jump and look. Hey,
they may argue though, Doc, that look, we looked at a population base who got vaccines early and a population base who got them later. Then we compared the difference of breakthrough cases. And, you know, if you got it more recently, there were fewer breakthrough cases than there were if you got it longer ago. And it's 11,000 people. That should be enough maybe to offset some of those questions that you have about it. Can we also just say, though, because I think you're right, you still need to really boil it down, but because it could still be true that the older people were having breakthrough cases before and now more of them are more recently. Still the numbers, though, 162 out of 14,746 trial participants vaccinated in July through October. That's still not a lot of breakthrough cases. So, it's not a terrifying scenario we're looking at here. It's still, they're working very well, these vaccines.
Yeah, and that's the take-home message. And there's a difference between the study population and real-world data. So this is not real-world data. This is part of their phase 3 trials that they had done, and they were just carrying them forward. They're trials that were designed to have the approval of the vaccine, and those trials were successful, and they were following those individuals through time. But real-world data, again, we just look at what's in front of us. Who's in hospital right now? Who's ending up in the ICU? As a proportion of those vaccinated versus unvaccinated, and still by far, and really by far, it is people that are unvaccinated. I think CTV had a news report just yesterday on the ICUs in Southern Ontario hospitals, and it's younger people in the ICUs now who are unvaccinated, who are unfortunately repeating the same question that was reported in the United States in ICUs. Can I get my vaccine now? Or I wish I would have had my vaccine, and they're being told it's too late to get your vaccine.
Yeah, this was a CTV piece, and they got into an ICU in Hamilton, and 100% of the patients were unvaccinated. 100%, including one who's been there so long and is young enough that vaccines were not available at the time. So this is no fault of his own, no decision he made. But nonetheless, months of fighting to survive in an ICU. It's really scary.
Yeah. So we'll follow the data. You know, things like we talked about yesterday, things change, and that's okay. It doesn't mean anybody was wrong. It just means that you learn as you go, and time is an unmodifiable factor, and it sometimes dictates what happens in the end. But for now, the data has to be fleshed out. This is just a report from a company, and we have to keep in mind that, yes, you're absolutely correct, Bill. It's a company that they produce the stuff, so there can be inherent biases as well. So that's why you need peer review and actually people to approve the medications, to have a much more critical eye of the data to see and parse out whether this is a blanket recommendation or whether this is going to be very specific, as we have right now, for certain individuals who are at increased risk because of the medical conditions they find themselves in.
No, I don't want to compare Moderna to the guy in the Old West with the wagon selling his elixirs either, because they still want to keep their credibility. They're a viable company. They must have some certainty in their data, or they wouldn't release it, because it's just long run, that's not good for them. But you still have to say, look, you're the one selling me the vaccine, so before I trust you and you alone, then I need to buy more of it. We're just going to double check the data, if you don't mind. And I'm sure they don't mind. I'm sure they have confidence enough to do that. Can we just repeat something we talked about earlier, though, a couple of weeks ago? Now that we're getting the same story in Southern Ontario, where it's still, Hamilton had 100% unvaccinated. The average in Ontario is 93 or 94% unvaccinated in the ICU. Still a huge number. But the fact that people say they're not taking the vaccine because they've done their own research and they don't think it's safe, and then they say, can you give it to me now, tells us that they actually know nothing about vaccines and how they work. That's one of the most fundamental facts about vaccines. Once you're sick, it's too late. That's not how they work. So what did your research really teach you?
Yeah, it truly is unfortunate that the misinformation perpetrated by, even physicians and health professionals that perpetrate false information and misinformation are culpable, because people are depending on, they're trying to trust somebody to give them information and provide information so that they can make a decision. And when they're bombarded by such a misinformation campaign and now they suffer the consequences, who's telling them sorry for that misinformation?
Yeah.
Nobody, in fact. And that to me is the criminal part of this, is what is there to gain? We know what there's to gain by people peddling misinformation. I mean, now you have people who are gargling iodine who think that that's going to prevent COVID. So it's just, it's horrible stuff to see when it is entirely preventable. And what gets me the most is the reports of the families that are being destroyed, the parents that are dying. I mean, the hearing about two parents dying and leaving five children behind is too much to take. I mean, I can't even imagine the people that are working in the ICU seeing this happen, and seeing this happen to families all the time, knowing that it is completely, 100% preventable to see stuff like that. Just is horrible, horrible stuff.
Here's something to think about, because we care about all of our listeners. And if you're unvaccinated, we want you around, and your family wants you around, and your friends want you around. People love you. Just ask yourself, why is it the ICUs are filled with people with COVID and not people who took the vaccination due to side effects? The ICUs are not filled with people with swollen testicles right now. Yeah. They're filled with people who have COVID, and the vaccine would have prevented that for almost all of them. Thank you, Doc.
You're very welcome, Bill.
Dr. Barry Dworkin, medical myth-busting, host of Sunday House Call, Sunday afternoons at 3 on News Talk 580 CFRA.